the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Tuesday afternoon here in South Florida, Coral Springs, Florida, Danger Studios. I'm joined by my normal co-host, Mr. Peter Leonard.
How dare you call me normal?
Yeah, that's and special guest co-host today.
Look at him.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, special. Chris Priester.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
I'm off for spring break, so I'm coming to integrate the show, man. I've been waiting to do this.
That's right. He's a teacher, so you know what I mean?
This week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's nice to have the week off.
Yeah, integration's key. I'm off. It sounds like a great time to be here.
Yeah.
Period.
It's beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather.
Right.
Did you bring any sandwiches or anything?
No, I brought nothing.
You bring nothing to the table. But
black guys bring nothing,
your
man.
Humor.
I'm just coming to get something from
just
you guys.
Show up
do you have
party.
Anything? We just show up and party, baby. We just
show up.
And
party. Like, you know, that's something you got to do whenever you show up at someone's house at a party.
Sure.
You got to, you know, the go-to is a bottle of wine.
Oh, a Jew brings something, everything.
At least
a little,
yeah.
A little sponge cake.
It would be weird. Weird if he showed up with like coloring books and they don't have kids.
Right? Yeah, that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be a good thing.
Boy, reminds me of a very strange story, man. When I was in college, I was working at a department store in Rochester, New York, on the weekends. Sibley's department store, and I met a guy there. Seemed like a nice guy, and here I am, like, you know, 21 years old. This guy was like early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he'd invited me to his house. He's married. Invited me to his house. He said, you know, I've got a couple of kids, you know.
Right.
Didn't tell me they were, like, special needs kids. One was 46 years old.
Yeah.
One was, like, 37.
Oh, great.
And I brought, like, coloring books.
A bike.
And a couple, and a couple of little cars and stuff. But when I walked in the place, they were already on the floor doing coloring books, man. They were like so thrilled that I brought more color.
They like Uncle Pete.
There's one of them had a full beard going. One had a full beard going.
I want the Batman one.
Oh my God! Did they work at Publix? Did they work at Publix?
Batman.
Did they work at Publix?
You know what? They probably should be.
There wasn't any in New York
that was
back
nice.
Then. But,
oh my God! Yeah. It's terrible.
You know what? I will say something about Publix, man. God bless Publix. Thank God for companies like Publix.
Seriously, Walmart, Publix.
That employ these people and put them to work.
Yeah, special needs people get heavily hired, you know.
You ever get your car washed up on 441 up in Parkland at that?
Yeah, the autistic guys that wash your cars. Uh-huh. Pretty neat story about it.
You know, aren't autistic people like really detailed?
That's why they...
Yeah.
And they've opened up like two of them.
Oh, yeah.
But whoever opened it is genius.
Yeah, it's 9.5 hours to get your car washed, though. Because from the same fucking spot. You got to physically lift them to move them to the next spot.
We're still on the bumper.
Not nice.
Yeah. But they're going national with that.
Yes,
the guy got great recognition. And I have a friend who's got, you know, a couple of autistic kids. And thank God that this
now
is
now they need
they
some Parkinson's patients.
But, you know, wax on, wax off.
And now into our Parkinson's area.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. This is not what we came to talk about today, people.
That's what the opening show is. The opening of the show is basically us just, you know, opening the show.
That's it.
Whatever happened. That's
there
right.
I love it.
9 hours to watch your car. Rodriguez Ramirez loved your joke, buddy.
Thank you. That's the truth.
But you're going to get a car, you know, that's what I'm saying. And, you know.
The Hispanics love me, man.
You just don't want the person with Alzheimer's taking everybody's ticket at the beginning.
Oh, Jesus.
That would be terrible. Yeah. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah,
at
well,
all.
It's not Alzheimer's. Yeah. It was, you know, it's they're just autistic.
I know. I'm just like I'm coming up with other, you know, potential mental type
we're
things.
We're trying to help everybody here.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you, that's great. Like, help. That's a great idea. You get autistic kids to clean cars.
I might get the blind to do a car wash.
Yeah,
I think
it's
that'd
over
be
here,
great.
Buddy.
We can get the midgets to do the tires.
Yeah,
they can take care.
Yeah,
of,
you can see what they're thinking. You get
look
the little
this,
people.
Look at this. We're getting everybody. This is what Trump was talking about. We're creating jobs.
That's right. So that's what happens.
We're creating jobs.
We'll get the deaf to do the radios. Program the radios.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Okay,
yeah. Braille radio.
We're going to get in trouble, guys.
Braille radio.
We're going to get in trouble.
How are the deaf? Do you have, like, do you, let me ask you a question, man. How do the deaf people hear this show?
What?
What are the funniest thing? I was doing a show at this is a riot, man.
Well, you know, there's a bunch of comics. I guess there's a billboard somewhere in northern Florida, somewhere, and there's a billboard that, you know, says if you need glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Right and stuff like that.
Right,
and it's a fucking billboard.
Right,
you know. And I'm like, well, fuck. But you know, you may want to do a radio ad.
But they made
with a guy, people who can't see. And then, of course, I swear to God, it was like 5 seconds later. I'm driving one day, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a hearing aid ad on the radio.
Right.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
I did one once from this guy Mike Feldman.
Yeah.
Years ago, man.
That reminds me of Garrett Morris.
I screamed. Yeah.
Yeah. Garrett Morris and the old Saturday Night Live. Yes. Like, and now
closed caption
for a hearing impaired. Tonight's top story.
God, Jesus. That was pretty good. Too.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was good stuff back there.
The real stuff. I was writing.
Those guys were great. Yes. That's a whole other show.
Well, you know what? Comedy, you know, in the world of comedy, you know, there's a lot of shit that's been done. You know, if you're going to, you know what I mean? You got, you know, it's not like, what are you going to do? You're going to talk about, you know, a threesome with trannies and a fucking circus animal?
Yeah.
You know, if that's, you know what I mean? So, you know, well, I have a new threesome joke that, you know, I've got like a new 8, 9, 10 minutes of solid material now.
You better save it. Somebody might be listening.
No, I'm not going to say it now, man.
Yeah, you better not. But, you better not.
I'm not going to say it. That's why people say, why don't you tell me the joke? No.
No. God, no.
That's 62 years.
And you don't have like video, like, you know, comedy. Don't put your video. Like, I have, I think I only have the things that are on my YouTube page for my videos are like a 3-minute TV thing for comedy time.
Clip.
And I, even the one I send to festivals, which is like 7, 8 minutes, that's unlisted. I just, you know, I just let them, if I send them, they can see it if they got the link.
How do they get a hold of you?
Huh?
If you're unlisted, how do they book you?
Jesus. Peter Sharp.
Yeah, you know, real sharp. Dude, like a butter knife sharp. I always say that his comedy is like my golf game. I'll shank a few into the trees, and then I'll hit one about 325 yards.
Oh, man.
And that's the one that we stick around and
that's the one you brag on.
That's the one you brag on. That's what you talk
about. There's a couple of these, but isn't it like, one or two per show.
But
right? Am I right or wrong, dude?
You know, well, come listen, on. You got away with one, but now here's what you need to do. Now you got to realize you've come up with one. Yeah. Even somebody, one of the Facebook listeners, watchers, I said you nailed it. So now you don't have to take pressure. Yeah,
exactly. Tell you what I'll do. I'll sit here and
see. Now he goes into this mode.
No, I'm not in mode. I'm not the guy. Listen,
no.
We got a special guest here.
Yeah.
He's funny as shit. I'm dying to hear what
he's
got
to say. So save those gems.
This is a 7-foot guy.
Oh, God, I'm 6'5".
I know when he walked.
Can you dribble to your left, bro?
Yes.
Did you play high school basketball?
Yes, I did. High school, and that's it. That's where we stopped.
You didn't want to go to college and play?
No, I was 6'5", playing center.
Yeah.
Back then, you know, we don't raise them tall here in South Florida.
Right.
So
6'5" is pretty tall, though, but you could have been
a power forward.
Some smart coach could have drafted you as a power forward.
They weren't smart then. Yeah. We just played football. We're just football country here.
You know, you talk about height. You know, I played soccer in college and I was highly like touted at a high soccer was one of the top goalkeepers.
Okay.
I'm 5'9".
Oh wow.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I mean, like, I used to ask, Dad, why don't you teach me how to be third baseman? You know what I mean? Or fucking, you know, or shortstop.
Right.
You know, I got to be a goalkeeper. I'm 5'9".
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah. That must have been Dad's, like, dream for you to be a goalkeeper.
Yeah, well, he was a goalie. All
right. He was living through. Hey,
yeah.
So that's what dads want, man.
But, you know, maybe the kids, too, are like, I want to do what Dad did.
Yeah.
How tall was your father?
Like, my height.
What's the same height?
We're very similar, my father and I. Right.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? But he used to have us jumping in sandboxes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's good for vertical.
Not the cat's one, was it?
We waited until somebody cleaned it out first.
That white man can't jump theory, man. Forget that. Yeah. I mean, you could jump.
Yeah.
And if you were a goalie, you had to jump.
Yeah, and
this was back in Puerto Rico, dude.
Oh, my bad.
I'm not. Some reason he thinks I'm in Puerto Rico. Oh. Yeah, he's just such a, you know.
At 5'9 in Puerto Rico, it's like Shaquille O'Neal. That's almost like Shaquille O'Neal in Puerto Rico.
I could be Duncan
Rico.
In Puerto Rico.
Oh, man, yeah. you're a giant.
That's huge.
Yeah.
El Gigante. El Gigante.
Wow. It's funny, my brother-in-law, when he went back to my wife's brother, who's Cambodian, mm-hmm. he's like 6'1". He's a big dude. Oh, wow. So when he went back to Cambodia with all the Cambodian people, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, my God. They thought he was like the Rock.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. I loved you in Jumanji.
Godzilla. Screaming going,
oh, my God.
Godzilla. Godzilla.
Yeah. You know,
a giant,
and, but everything there, like the chickens, like not, there's no like for the foods and everything. Yeah. Farm, they don't feed them chemicals and stuff. The chicken looks like a pigeon. You know,
they're small chickens.
Everything's small there. The goats, wow. Everything. Here they feed them. You know, like that.
Hormones.
All the hormones.
Steroids.
Them chickens can like knock you out on a bad day.
Listen, Purdue they've got a gym now for their chickens.
Yeah.
Oh,
They work out. A weightlifting program.
Yep. They fucking go on treadmills and everything to keep the fat down.
Yeah,
and then
exercise.
They work out. They pump them up.
That's where the lean chicken chicken.
I'd like to plump you up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Write that down. Quick, go ahead. No, go ahead. Write that down.
It's a corny joke, Peter Leonard.
Okay,
you know, I'm not going to write it down.
All right. Okay. Is that a corny joke?
Hey, by the way, for our listeners and watchers, I'm excited. Tomorrow, I've been asked to come back to the Paul Castronovo show.
You left your wallet there. Yeah, you left your wallet there.
I left everything there, my keys, just so they call me back.
There you go. Brilliant.
Did I leave my winter coat here?
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh, did I leave my right shoe? Yeah. Sorry about that.
Brilliant.
I was scratching my foot.
Yeah.
By any means necessary.
It's called
man.
The leave behind.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back tomorrow morning on the Paul Castronovo show at 8 a.m. I think I'll be in 8:38. Check it out. Listen to the whole show, man.
You know?
I don't want to be like, just listen when I'm there.
By the way, I think they're on Facebook Live, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're on Facebook
105.9,
Live.
105.9.
Yeah. All right.
If you're out of the area or if you're listening from another area, go to iHeartRadio.
Your radio play white stations?
Barely.
Right.
Yeah. Barely.
You never goes to that?
Barely. Yeah.
He's got Hot 105 and EDR.
Jams. You know,
on each one.
You know what? Now that I'm 46, I now have 101.5.
Oh, good.
Light.
Really?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm getting mushy.
Yeah. Our good friend Lenny Travis would say he's one of the good ones.
Yeah, I'm one of the good ones. Yeah, Lenny and I hang out. I'm one of the good ones, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been riding this token affirmative action thing since I've been born, you know. So I've integrated schools in Broward County. So I'm
nice.
I'm used to being here.
Why not? You know,
love you guys, man.
And I told the wife, don't worry about the silverware.
Never
it's
tonight.
Fine.
Everything's fine.
I know, dude.
I have good etiquette. I know how to behave in these type environments.
By the way, Chris and I are going to be. I don't know if I mentioned this. We're going to be co-headlining at the Funny Stop. On June 13th or the 15th or 16th, whatever that Wednesday through Saturday is.
Something like that, in Ohio.
Yeah, in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
So if you're in Cuyahoga.
And what's great about this is, you know, here's a guy, he's only been doing comedy two and a half years,
mm-hmm.
and he's already co-headlining. And to be honest with you, when I heard when Pete says, oh, he's a funny guy. Yeah.
Is that when you got out?
It's I'm one of the good ones. Oh, I don't have a record.
Good, I just have to make the
this
assumption.
This is tough, man. I'm a teacher. I can't have. I gotta.
What do you think?
Listen, you're looking at a felon. So you know, I'm all good talk.
I know. I know. I've integrated schools in Broward. I know who does all the crime.
I'm
the one on that.
He can tell you walking in.
I know all the white guys.
He spent some time in jail.
Of course.
Yeah, Peter looked like he took one.
You guys just have the money to get out of the crime.
Suck one ticket all of a sudden.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah, we get public defenders. You guys get lawyers. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Not much difference.
Well, here's the thing. I was here about this. Like, there are people because where I am now in life, I won't mention the comic, but they just assumed that I was like one of these kids who had everything given to them. That's why I have an attitude.
No.
And they were, because they've been here in the house. They seen, this is back when I used to drive the Audi, the BMWs. And stuff back even, and then like, oh, but then they found out my story where I came from nothing. You know,
why do you have the attitude?
Huh?
Then why do you have the
attitude? What do you mean? Because I earned it, motherfucker. That's why.
That's right. Arrogance is earned.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The difference between arrogance and confidence or conceit and confidence is in those making the description or making the evaluation. Yes. And I can assure you that most of the time when somebody considers someone else arrogant or conceited, that's because they're a big pile of crap. You know what I mean?
You know,
like, in other words, these are people that aren't happy.
Right.
These are people that are like jealous about everything.
Pretty much.
Oh, that person's real conceited. No, listen. Why? Well, you know, because why is that person conceited? Well, look at the way they act. Well, you know, that person achieved a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you know this, but this person's ahead of that, or this person's done that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you know that that person got a scholarship to go to college and didn't ever, you know, didn't have any money? His parents had nothing.
Came from public school, Coconut Creek.
Coconut Creek. I went to college after going to Coconut Creek High School.
That's amazing in itself.
That right there. That's I might as well have landed on the moon.
That's amazing in itself, man. Oof.
Anybody who went to college and went to Coconut Creek, you were doing
there's
some
only,
study.
And there's only six of you, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
In like the 40 years I've been in. You know,
yeah, so. It's pretty bad. They get,
yeah, it's not a, you know, it's
a lot of coconuts in the creek.
Yeah, we won't go there.
Yeah. Any rate. All right. So where were we? So this guy's doing a con, you know, and here's a guy.
2.5 years.
So, you know, even I didn't really know you when I saw it.
Yeah.
I know Pete. So if Pete tells me that, I'm going to be like, I don't
know.
Right there.
I can't say that.
But here's a guy who's been in comedy a long time. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to second guess. You know, I'm that person where somebody, people I respect, the people that have earned those spots, you know, I don't sit there and go, what does that guy know? You know what I mean? Right off the bat, I'm going to go, boom, this is what I'm going to believe. And then, of course, you know, I hadn't seen you until we did the improv.
That's crazy.
2 or 3 weeks ago.
That's crazy.
Right.
And, you know, what did people come up to us and say after the show?
You guys were pretty good. You were the best. You're the best.
Thank God for you guys.
How much time did you do? About 10 minutes?
No, he went long. No. This guy, dude. He rode the light, dude.
I can go, man.
He did like 20 minutes, bro.
Feature.
It's like my sex life. I can go about an hour.
Okay.
And what about with a chick? What about with a chick?
Is that with lube?
That's about 10 strokes.
Listen, I'll admit it. I have a problem with that. I'm thinking baseball.
It's
all of them.
Well, actually, I should think about Hillary Clinton with a strap on.
Oh, yeah. That behind you? Or?
Yeah. That makes me nervous. And then I, you know.
You can't do anything.
No, that's what I'm saying. And then I go, when I go from one extreme to another.
Oh, wow.
I go from rags to riches.
See, I have two ex-wives to think about to hold that. You know what I mean? That's great.
Now, the old saying is think about baseball. You could, you know, and I told this is my uncle the advice. I used to say, look, and this really worked for me a while. I'd go through the alphabet and think of guys' names.
Wow.
Guys, huh?
Yeah, because that definitely.
While you're fucking a chick, I think.
Yeah, we're learning a lot.
Because I think Dougie's got a little bit of that bitch in him. What do you think?
I'm learning a lot today.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Listen, you get the fact that if I'm thinking a guy's name.
Yeah.
That I'm completely not thinking anything sexual, so it discords me. So now I'm like it
balances you out.
Think about base. The idea of thinking about baseball is that you're getting your mind off the sex. You're getting your mind off the fact that you know you.
Let's see, bats, balls. Yeah, that really gets you away from.
Yeah, gets you focused. Right?
Well, that's what you choose to think about.
Whoa. No, but it's baseball. Talking about men's names and baseball.
When somebody says to me, think about baseball. When I was a kid and I first started doing that, I pictured playing baseball.
Oh,
I feel the feeling coming on. I went, I better. So I start picturing somebody hitting a grounder to me grab the ball and throw it to first. I put myself through that. And next thing you know, I'm like good for another five minutes.
But you were sliding in, weren't you?
No, there was no sliding. The minute I think of sliding, then it's going to go bad. See, that's why you can't. So that's why I had to graduate from thinking about baseball.
You should have thought about like getting beaned.
I haven't been.
You know,
speechless.
You should have thought about.
I haven't been speechless in a while.
Yeah, we get it. You last an hour, dude.
I was looking at you guys.
Did your penis get hurt in the war? Is that why it's
numb
or something?
You know, it's one of those things. You know,
Is it a physical thing? Like you don't feel any?
You know
don't
that
feel
old big hand, big foot thing,
dude.
Man,
take it out of your sneaker and show us your cock.
It's all a myth. Wait a minute.
Take it out of your sneaker and show us your cock.
I got a scratch right there by my kneecaps. Jesus Christ! No, it's all a myth.
We're not talking about the size of it. We're talking about not being able to shoot, like holding back. You know, holding back that, you know, being able to laugh.
Well, I think it depends on the mood.
You're not sensitive? Mood. Like, you don't like, because, you know, I mean, sometimes you're in there, just.
No, just with your girlfriend or your wife?
With my wife.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend, you have no problem holding out.
I don't have any problem. I can last while I'm having sex with his wife.
See, he fucking fell right into that one.
Yeah, I've been falling into a lot of shit.
And
his wife is listening. She loves us. Hi, babe. Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
She watching?
So,
maybe.
Peter?
Yeah.
Fucking have my show back? Thank you.
I'm sorry, Peter.
Peter, no, he's going to keep questioning and asking, going down this rabbit hole.
What?
There's no
one fucking thing.
No,
dude.
You've been asking questions. Never mind.
Okay. Jesus, I apologize for being funny, man.
No, it wasn't funny. That's a problem. You guys, all these questions, you know.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm saying is, you know, there's something to over, like when you feel it, you go, oh, it comes on. You get that feeling.
Of course.
And so, and, you know, so you can, you can stop, you can squeeze it, you can, you know, there's all kinds of things.
You pull out, deep breath.
Deep breath.
You're thinking about the mind. It's the Jedi mind trick. You gotta, you know. I see what you're saying, though. When you're thinking about baseball, the balance, that makes sense. Because you're thinking about the porn star while you're doing it.
Yeah, you don't want to be visualizing that
stuff.
You're
done in 3 minutes. Yeah. You're right. Good point.
You know?
Wow, I just learned something today. But, so, fellas, think of anything but the woman that you're laying down
with. And if you're inanimate, you're asexual, you can think of like a cactus. Like nothing worse than when you're having sex, if you picture a big thorny cactus.
Oh.
You know, that's gonna spoil the mood, don't you think? I'm just saying.
Would this lead to erectile dysfunction? All this is leading to erectile dysfunction, man.
It may lead,
God. This is, oh, Jesus. How do we end up on this already? We just started, and we're talking about dick sizes and how long people can go. This is amazing.
Well, you know.
There's a lot going on in the world. Like, we're talking about dick sizes.
Well, I will say, I know Peter's on the, is doing work now. Goes from quiet. He goes, stop. We won't stop talking and just shutting off.
No.
All right. So let's talk about this.
I just don't want to be too funny.
Talk about shutting off. Last week, there was a woman who was flying United and was taken off the plane because she had the discount fare.
She had the cheapest fare.
Like she had gotten the cheapest paid fare.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there was overbooked. So they took her off the flight. And she didn't agree. And she ended up getting a $10,000 travel voucher.
Wow.
Yeah.
$10,000 travel voucher to fly on United. Now, I travel a lot, so that's something that could probably last me 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right? There you go. Your travel cost
pretty good
is.
Good deal.
Yeah, but she's got terminal cancer. She has 6 months to live.
Yeah. Well,
that's why they gave it to her. It's non transferable.
And they read her medical background.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. All right, go back on your phone.
Yeah. Weren't you just texting? My God. Peter's good.
Yeah.
All right, Peter.
Well, you know, it's what he's here for. You know, he's a legacy member of the show.
All right.
That's why we can't fire him. We can't fire him because we're not really hired.
Right.
You think
about this has been free for over four years.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. A woman received a $10,000 voucher when bumped from a United flight.
Oh, jeez.
Good stuff.
But here's the thing. She had texts, or she had, like, Twitter. She tweeted all kinds of things, like, oh, they're offering me this. They're kicking me off the flight. And, you know,
I got to tell you, man, I'm going to interrupt you, and I'll tell you why. This fucking Twitter thing is so powerful. I went and bought two bags of Pepperidge Farm cookies, man. The same fucking cookies. The same two bags.
Which one? The Milanos?
Yeah, the
Milanos.
The double chocolate. The double dark.
Yeah. They're delicious.
Now, I opened one bag.
A cold glass of milk.
Dude, I opened a bag, and it was this big. It was the half a size of the normal. I'm going, wait a minute. And I looked at the, did they come out with a mini? Did they do?
Yeah.
And I tore open the other bag, and it's a full-size one. So my daughter took a picture holding the one like this and the one like this with the bags behind it and the Publix receipt and twittered, what the fuck is this? Pepperidge Farm, blah, 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 blah.
Now, are you saying this was just one cookie in it?
No. They were a whole bag of the same mini, you know.
Yeah, abnormal bag.
And within 5 days, we had like $90 worth of, it was only like $6 worth of free coupons from Pepperidge Farm.
Well, that's like one bag, isn't it? How much is a box of Milanos, dude?
$357.
Well, it's
$367.
You know, you can't even buy two bags.
This is impressive. You guys can get anything done. You tweeted freaking cookies.
Listen to this.
And got coupons.
I did the same thing with Pollo Tropical. I'm turning this into a business. I went to Pollo Tropical near my house. I moved to Delray. I found a Pollo. I love Pollo, man. We're going to eat Pollo for 20 years.
Okay.
I brought home this shit. First of all, I asked this chick, how many, they got the new ribs thing, man. And that's right up your alley, right?
Look at this fucking ribs.
Okay, yeah. So you got the ribs and chicken.
Oh, by the way, my old lady.
I could be a vegan.
Yeah.
You know, this is 2018.
Right.
Jesus, you're pointing at me about my dick size, and now you're talking about ribs and pollo, so you just assume the black guy loves ribs and got a dick down his knee.
When I said
the dick part was right. The dick part was right.
What's left? Cornbread and fucking mango?
Yeah, let's go. Mangoes.
Mango ribs.
You want collard greens? Let's go there.
You're right.
Let's just go there.
Come on.
And I'm a filthy eating fucking Jew.
Okay, that's fine.
Fucking matzo ball bending bread.
And on behalf of the teachers, thank you for my days off, man. I love you.
My pleasure. We got a lot of Jewish families.
2% of the population.
He even wears a yarmulke during those days.
Yes, man. 2% of the population. 100% of the days off, man.
So go to Pollo. And first I say to them, listen, oh, I'm going to get the new combo. They got the ribs now. They got the mango rib. I said, how many ribs do you get? 4. okay, well, give me the mango and give me a quarter chicken, the breast, and then
some mango.
We'll call it a day. Got it, you know, call it a little rice and beans, got the plantain out the door for $9, whatever it was, you know, nine or whatever. I get home, they had beaten the shit out of this chicken. Now, when they smash it down too hard to get it, it cooks, it's like this thin and dry. I mean,
It was bone chicken. It was half chicken, oh, like a pork chicken, not
right,
not
the
patty.
Half, right. It was, and it was
so the cooker, they smashed
so
the crap out of it.
Oh,
the
so
devil.
Dry, man.
That's the devil.
Right? You that can't do that.
Dude, dry chicken? Dry horrible. Chicken?
And then it was two ribs and not four.
The minute you say dry chicken, I'm looking for my dental floss.
Ugh.
That is the devil, man. It's
listen,
yeah.
So I ate the wing, and I got to tell you something. I threw three quarters of it out.
Right. Well, so dry chicken. I probably would have taken a bite. And
I called the 800 number. They had me on the phone 20 minutes, blah, 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 blah. So was it, where were you? I got $6 gift certificates in the mail from.
You see this? Any of my black friends, if you're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hold up cookies and tweet them.
Right.
You damn it. You bitch about your mango ribs and your chicken being too patted down.
Are you trying to tell me black people don't complain about their food?
All we do is bitch and go on and post.
And kill
we
somebody just, in fucking McDonald's.
Exactly. No, we will go on a rant. But we're not going to. You guys get shit done.
Yeah,
I'm going to get on these phone calls and we're going to get coupons. Black people, we got to start getting coupons and quit bitching on Facebook
for
free.
I'm starting a business. You black guys, both my black friends are doing it.
Both of
now,
them. All two of
I'll
them.
Tell you what.
I love those guys, man.
No, dude, if I tell you, if I went through my phone, you'd be
shocked. I know you got plenty of
I worked for, you know, sports.
All right, Peter, this isn't like this. We're not.
I'm trying to show you.
This is kumbaya.
We shall overcome in 5 minutes. So let's hold hands.
Oh, my God.
A Jew and a black guy, man. This is great.
Oh, my God. Doug, I'm so embarrassed.
This is like the day after Rodney King beating you. Feeling so shitty.
Hey, look at this.
Whoa. I mean, you're like.
Oh, can't we all get it home?
You're like begging for, like, you know.
Man, he's 6'5", and he could pound me into the ground. Actually, I have a death wish.
I wouldn't dare, man. I'm in Coral Springs. I wouldn't dare. I got the Pompano. I'll get you over to Atlanta.
I don't know if you saw that thing on Facebook. I don't know if you saw that thing on the news. The news recently about that. These two, these black women beat the shit out of that one white woman
with the baseball bat. Holy God, I was so
wasn't that near you? Jesus. Wasn't that
Lauderdale Lakes?
Yeah,
Lauderdale Lakes. 441. I was like, oh my God. Oakland.
She had a great swing, though, man. If she's not playing opening day, that fucking broad.
I was so embarrassed, man. We just do this dumb
what's up,
shit.
Susan Hirsch?
Everything's on camera now.
Yeah,
they have this woman.
She was getting her ass beat with a bat. But here's the thing. Well, they didn't show that beating. But you know, the thing is that the women were in a car. The kid, the two black women with the bats. The kid was like 5 years old in the front seat, looking at mommy and auntie beating the shit out of this white woman.
That's a great role model,
right? But the thing is, all these people, their people end up getting the woman off. You see all these people kind of like breaking them up. And no one decided to take the license plate of the people that were winging the bats?
Nothing.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Right? Everybody wants to go viral.
Yeah, I want to get my camera. Why don't you get the camera and videotape that license plate they're driving away with? Because they're still trying to find. Now, they got a good view of this woman.
Yeah, they got one.
Somebody's
going to
say, that's Betty.
Oh, I know that bitch. She right there. They
yeah,
it.
She carries around with that bat in the car. She ain't no playing no softball.
Right.
Who do you think she fooling?
Exactly.
She ain't can't swing. You know what I'm saying?
Not bad, Doug. You did go to Coconut Creek.
Yeah,
holy
man.
Shit.
I got a little, you know. Yeah, you sisters love me, man. When I was in school, sisters love me, man. I had that booty. I had the Latin booty. And I had sisters. I had the hot sisters. Listen, when I used to go to strip clubs, my one buddy I used to always go with used to get pissed because there was two women that would always come to me. Mm. Asian women.
Right.
And my buddy like, what the fuck? They don't know anything, Swedish. They don't know anything about you. And here they come. And then the black woman, like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah, he's like, what's wrong with me? You know,
right?
It was just fun. But the sisters love me, man. Like, that's
I love it.
You
man.
Know,
this is why I'm here.
The white chicks wanted nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they were running away. They're like, I think you slept with black women.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. You know, I had actually happened. There was one girl I was dating in around high school, and I went to there was like Premier Billiards back in the day.
Oh
when
my
I was still,
God.
This was that's how long that place has been there. And I go there, and I'm with this girl, man, hot, you know, Jamaican girl, big old, you know, nice, voluptuous. And then this one dude who was friends with this other girl, this blonde, that was, you know, and next thing you know, I show up there, and you can tell, you know, I didn't think about it then, but next day, you know, a couple days later, the other girl's like, I think we're done, you know. I don't think it has to do with, you know, if it's the fact that I was banging a black girl, or
right.
the fact that I was just banging another girl, maybe.
Right.
Okay, maybe.
That might have been that. But I'm going to call it a racist thing.
I'm going there, too. I'm going with race. She had something to compare and contrast. Now she'd say, I'm going to dip in some vanilla.
Yeah.
She had some chocolate. Why not? You left a joke about that. You got a great joke about that. I'll leave it alone.
Yeah. By the way, Ryan Vanderheeden, Dougie, a Jew, and a black guy walk into a chicken shack. Who's the vegan? None of us. I'm not a vegan. By the way, my wife said that the jerky was good.
Oh, good
job. So tell your buddy it's it's like dry, very overcooked jerky, but it's she liked
beef jerky.
Yeah, it's good, tasty. So she's
some beef jerky.
Yeah, when it comes to spicy stuff and everything, she's pretty particular. She's if something sucks, she'll tell you.
All right.
You know.
No comment. Keep moving.
All right.
She's married to you, so I won't say a word.
Well, anyway, this chick got $10,000 from United. So you know, if something goes wrong, complain about it and
get the bitch.
You know what, dude? I had to wait when I went to Vegas. I had to wait for an hour and a half for the pilot, and then you know, for the second pilot to show up
in the bar.
No,
you buying them drinks?
Yeah.
Listen, get out of there. Come on, you got a flight to catch.
Look what we have taught America already. 2018, the year of bitching. You bitch, you get things done. Just go ahead and bitch.
Yeah. Look at these kids, man. They had a million kids in D.C., man.
The year of bitching.
They're going to change shit, these kids.
You think?
Well, if anything.
Listen, gun sales have gone up since this.
Yeah.
So,
but they stopped selling bullets. See? You can't be out of fucking bullet anywhere. You buy all the guns you want.
If they stop selling them, that's because they're out of them. Because too many people.
I just want us out of this. Just keep the neighborhood out of this.
All right. Yeah. Peter Leonard.
Yes.
This is a story that caught my attention as we come to a close of opening the show.
Okay.
Houston police chief. It's pretty pathetic. Michael Bennett, the football player.
Yeah,
Michael Bennett.
Him.
Love him, man.
He played with the Seahawks. Right.
Philly,
he wrote some big.
He just got traded to somebody.
He wrote some big checks to Houston, didn't he? He raised all that money, didn't he?
It's JJ Watt.
Oh yeah, JJ Watt.
That's the white guy.
After the hurricane.
No, but there's another guy.
This guy is no angel.
What happened, man?
He actually pushed a 66-year-old paraplegic woman out of the way. During the game when Seattle played Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He was walking. He legally walked to the somewhere back part of the stadium. Told the cops to fuck off. Like they tried to detain him, and he told the cops to fuck off. And the cops, all right, well, you know, 5'9", you
of
know,
course.
The guy's like, I'm not going to mess with this
stadium
guy. 6'9",
right.
400 pounds, right? Stadium cop, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then while he was walking, he pushed his paraplegic woman to try to stop him because the cop, and he knocked her to the ground. And he said, get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
That's right. I need to see the full video. I need to see it in its whole context. That's what I'm learning from white America.
Yeah.
Whenever something happens,
right.
I need to see the whole thing and see what led up to it.
Well, what happened was the recent shooting of that young kid, the unarmed man
in Sacramento.
Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Now, this kid's not a good kid. He was breaking windows and busting into cars, right?
Yep. They never tell the whole story. He was just running.
Yeah.
This kid was just running,
he was vandalizing cars, and the cops were chasing him. So now you have a criminal. Now you have somebody. When you're an officer, you don't know if this person's armed or not. You just know that they're a criminal. This isn't a kid that was going around picking up charity checks for the local church. This kid.
That's true.
He was a bad kid.
But
does he deserve to die?
No.
No.
But listen,
when
you're doing bad stuff and you run, you automatically elevate the potential of being shot at a high level. You know what I mean? It's like if you just turn around and go, you know.
I tell my son, I got a 22-year-old. I was like, hey, dude, cops come up on you, hands up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop.
This is not a time to be proud.
This ain't a time to take off running. Hands up.
Right.
At least give me a chance for a lawsuit.
Right. Black kid?
Give me a chance. Yeah, my son's black. believe it or not.
Thank you.
You got to ask these days. I mean, you got to ask. All these little beige kids running around.
No, no, no.
There's
so much adoption. There's a thing in fucking People magazine today. You got to see this family. I just saw this. This family in the middle of us, this couple couldn't have a kid, so they adopt a couple of kids. Then all of a sudden, she could have kids. She has two kids. In the meantime, she adopts a black kid. Mm-hmm. Didn't want the black kid to be the only black kid in the family. Adopts another black kid.
Angelina Jolie?
No, yeah. But in between, adopts a like Mongoloid Asian kid, a little 4-year-old kid who's, you know, so now she's
putting together her own X team.
They got seven
X-Men.
I think that's
big money, though. That's big money. I think they get bread.
Foster kids.
Seven kids, man.
You get money for foster kids. I don't care what nobody
says. No, they adopt. They're their own kids. They adopt. They still get money. You don't get anything, pal.
We have guys in South Florida that adopt like 7-foot African kids and make sure they go to the NBA in like 2 years.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother story. So
there's a guy that works out at the gym, LA Fitness. You can tell, and he's always got these younger kids with him, and that's what he does. He's a foster boy. What he does is he trains them, and he sends them to basketball academies, and he has a percentage of the contracts of these kids if they ever do anything.
Dude,
so
my buddy Michael's son is for a year was staying in this billionaire's mansion up in New Jersey.
Who was best
friends with the owner of the Rangers. And this guy had the 15 best high school hockey players from across the country at his place with private tutors, private chefs, trainers, fucking gyms. They had two rinks at this guy's house, dude. And he had funneled these fucking kids into the NHL.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Cha-ching. Yep.
Right.
But he was doing it for the kids. He didn't care about the money. It was because he had all the money. He just loved hockey and he loved these kids, man. And now they just arrested him for pedophilia. It's an awful.
Yeah, we'll hear about that story later. I know it's coming up.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. And we also got the loudest typewriter still in existence.
Still type, damn it. We're still typing.
Yeah. You ever use a typewriter for the fun of it? I missed, you know, I remember that's something that's what, instead of home ec, when I was in high school, freshman year, people like, I'm going to take home ec or cook with the chicks. I'm like, you know, I'm taking typing class, man.
That's right.
I want to learn how to type. Nothing stupid looking when somebody, you have a grown person doing this.
That's not taught anymore. I don't think that's important.
I'm 50.
They don't teach typing anymore?
None of that. You know, the alphabetizing is not even important anymore.
Right.
You remember how we used to alphabetize shit? They don't care anymore.
Dude, listen to me. They don't teach cursive in school. And these kids can't. Right. You know that?
It's going to be the next secret language from people
there's some kids that have never read a book. Everything they've ever gotten is off of Google.
Right.
That's fucked up, man.
Book virgins.
Hey, by the way, this is a story that I didn't know. You talk about things from the past. North Pole.
used to be on the south side.
The last branch, the last actual branch of this retail chain is going to close in the North Pole. What is the retail location?
The last branch of this, Toys R Us.
No.
Igloos R Us. Fucking retail. Macy's?
North Pole branch of Blockbuster.
Oh, my God. And just the same week that Wayne Huizinga died.
That
coincides with Wayne.
Look at this.
Maybe they're going to bury him up there.
Only six branches of the video rental chain will stay open in the U.S., including four in the most sparsely populated state of Alaska.
Wow.
They're still watching videos.
Still renting them. People still have...
Still renting them.
They don't have the ability for, internet up there or something?
Yeah, they probably have VHS tapes still.
Yeah. Still listening to records.
Want to hear something wild, man? I have a friend. I'm sorry, but it's about VHS. Okay. Right,
I got to stick on the stories at least once in a while. The rental store branch announced on social media it would be shutting last week and began liquidating sale of its stock. So that's a lot of VCR, DVR.
Oh,
whatever
wow.
The fuck
yeah.
They know. I wonder if they upgraded to like DVRs and VCRs. You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
I was going to say that across the world on oil rigs. There are companies, my brother used to work for one, that took videotapes and made hundreds of copies, and they had choppers that dropped them at fucking oil rigs in the middle of the ocean, dozens at a time, and then a month later they'd pick these tapes back up and drop brand new ones off.
Oh, thanks for that information.
Yeah.
Peter is full
that was before
information.
Satellite. But
he is a wealth of information.
He loves to stop a show with this real important
Holy
fucking
shit.
Breakthrough.
You going to get internet out there, baby?
A wealth of
information. No, they don't. I mean, listen.
Now
you know,
they do probably, but this is 30 years ago. It's wild, man.
Dropping stuff.
Yeah, some businessman.
Female tourist sparks anger in Thailand after stripping naked and rubbing herself against sacred penis-shaped rock.
So what?
See, that's the problem. We don't have any sacred penis-shaped rocks around here in this country.
No, they're called black people. We got plenty of those.
Don't get
man.
Peter all excited now.
Just go down to Miami, Liberty City. I bet they got several of those down there.
Says here that a blonde woman was seen pulling down her hot pants next to the Hinta or Grandfather Rock on Holiday Island in Koh Samoa, Thailand.
Isn't he? He's an old rapper.
It is. Look at that thing.
Grandfather
it looks like a big old dick.
That's an old rapper, man, Grandfather Rock.
Oh, my Jesus.
This thing is huge, man.
Holy fuck. She must have gotten chafed.
Jesus Christ.
Look at the size of that.
What is wrong with her?
That would be like George Washington's Mount Rushmore dick.
What is that, man?
She thought it could fit.
If it don't fit, you must have quit.
That's it, man.
If it don't fit, you must be a whore.
That's it.
She was snapped thrusting herself against a 12-foot-high sacred rock.
Wow.
Which locals believe holds the spirit of an old man. Furious residents are now demanding cops find the woman and force her to publicly apologize for the incident.
To the rock?
Because we didn't finish filming it.
It's an old man. She's going to get pregnant by a sugar daddy.
Yeah. Couldn't that be funny if she gave birth to the thing?
Now, how are they gonna identify her by the taste?
That's what I'm going to say. They're going to probably have to get like a snail trail sample.
Yeah, DNA.
DNA, baby.
Yeah, I got plenty of DNA in that rock now.
Yeah, pretty much.
The food seller, Satilda Wangai, said, "The rock is very special and represents our island. It's an insult to do this." Well, I'm sure the rock had a little good time with it. She's pretty hot.
You have a cock-shaped rock as the symbol of your island, but they're insulted.
That's right.
That something insulted them.
Oh, how dare
they insulted dirty. Our cock-shaped fucking, you know, the balls are really upset too.
Yeah. You forgot about the balls.
Oh, Jesus God. Christ almighty, man.
There's a bunch of dicks on that island, too.
The police need to find her and prosecute her. It will warn the other people not to disrespect our island and our cock on our island.
In the meantime, all the faggots ran down to the beach that night. Holy shit, look at that thing.
Tourism just sparked.
Right.
Oh, God.
Everybody from Key West is hauling ass.
Key West, San Francisco, Wilton Manors. Oh, we got to go to this place. You see that rock?
I'm going to just hang from the tip.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go parasailing, and I'm going to land right on that big old rock.
Imagine they fall through a hole. Imagine nobody ever got there. You see a guy just disappear.
Oh, God. I'm sick, man. Oh, Jesus.
Let's go visit the rock. Yeah. Resident Nwini Solskin, 34, who runs a stall near the stone, added, "I felt very uncomfortable after seeing the picture. Now I think I like women. I want the police to take appropriate action to avoid this happening again." Mm. The Grandfather Rock has a long history of people of Samoa are proud of it.
Mm. They want Samoa of it.
They want Samoa.
Stop asking for so much of caca. Samoa caca.
Samoa.
Yeah.
It's a popular tourist attraction and is thought to hold the spirit of an elderly man. Tourist, etc. It's not the first time a tourist has been caused outrage by climbing the phallic symbol. A rock as a manhunt was launched on August 2016 for this tourist. It shows a regular guy just climbing it, getting to the tip of it.
A rock and a hard place. A rock and a hard place.
And then there's a girl that's got a picture where she took a picture like in a distance. You know, like when you have the Washington Monument and you're standing far away and you actually get to your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she did it, but she had her tongue out.
And her mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
That's my kind of girl.
And you got some nice side boobage. Look at this girl. I mean,
wow.
I don't want to think about this when I'm trying to hold back.
Jeez.
Boom, see, there I go. I just shot a load in my pants.
And by the way, you know she's a whore because she's doing that. She just
really? Is that it? Is that all it takes?
That's very racist.
You think so?
You're profiling women like that. That's not fair.
You are sexist.
Ask a nice girl to do that.
Oh yeah, well.
Okay.
That's sexist.
Plenty of photos.
Me too.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Now would you do something disrespectful to the rock?
You know what situation? I would do? That would be really funny. To fucking try to climb halfway up and just take a can of shaving cream and fucking go from the, hide up there and just, you know, hide behind it.
Just get a couple gallons of maple syrup.
you know, just shoot some shaving cream.
Yeah, as tourists come out there, get like one of those water guns.
Yeah.
Remember those, what they call them, the pump?
Yeah, yeah. The super soaker.
Yeah. Get a super soaker and fill it with like...
pee-pee.
Like,
real pee-pee.
No, you fill it up with like maple syrup and shit and just stream it out.
Why maple syrup?
Because it's thick. You want it to land on with like real density. You know, what do you mean? You want it to stick. You want it to hit and go, what the fuck was that? If you get hit with some big gluttonous substance.
How about fluff?
Who, what, you, when you,
fluff.
When you, when you, when you're,
but
your
at least
jizz
it's white.
Your jizz is like whipped cream, Peter.
And yours looks like fucking maple syrup.
I'd see a doctor right away.
But
it's heavy.
I would see if I give you my fucking my proctologist.
I could use some food coloring, Peter. I could get it to be white.
I'll check your prostate right now. You got a
problem. I bet you would love that.
Well, I'm telling you.
I'm very concerned.
He's got a fucking sperm that looks like maple syrup. Right, you better call Aunt Jemima.
Now listen.
That's scary.
It's not the color. It's the texture I'm looking for.
Thank God you wouldn't say taste.
A man killed in Baltimore on Saturday was driving in a funeral procession at the time of the shooting, police say.
Oh, boy.
A man killed Saturday in West Baltimore's Penrose neighborhood was driving in a funeral procession when he was shot in the car.
Been there, Penrose?
Baltimore police confirmed the moment. Donta Holmes, 39, was found suffering from gunshot wounds on the 300 block of North Monroe Street by officers who heard the gunfire while on the patrol.
Right. Donta definitely wasn't a white guy, but go ahead.
Donta, right. Yeah. D-A-N-N-T-A.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're profiling, see, just by a name.
Of course, it's easy.
See, sometimes you have to.
Now,
let me ask you a question.
Reverse discrimination.
So, like, in life, there's certain things that we end up, you learn to generalize and assume and, like, come to conclusions.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're doing it because of bad things. You're just doing it from personal experiences.
Listen, and I've told people several times, it's not a stereotype if it's a fact.
Right.
Thank you.
I get offended when people listen. I can be laying in the bed, eyes closed. If I hear something on the news, I automatically know who did it. Yeah. I'm just saying.
If I see an Amber Alert and it's like somebody driving a 1984 BMW, I know it's a Jamaican dude.
There it is. I mean,
only a Jamaican guy would drive like a 1970 or 80 BMW.
See, I wouldn't know that, I don't think.
If I hear mass shooter, I know it's a white kid.
Right.
I don't even have to look up.
Right.
Right.
You know what's funny?
I don't even have to look
up. Let me ask you a question. What's the last female kid that shot up a whole...
Women don't do that.
A female kid?
That shot up a fucking...
The only female crazy young kids are these kids that go out and they stab their friend because the tall, slender guy...
Oh,
you know,
my
demon guy
God.
Told him to kill their neighbor.
Yeah.
Those are the girls who are doing that shit.
Yeah.
That was great. They locked them up forever.
They should just cut their fucking heads off and like in the Salem witch days.
No, you know what? They put them in a mental institution, but it's going to be forever.
Yeah.
They don't belong in prison, because they are crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, Squeaky Frome. They didn't put her in jail. They put her in a nut house. You go to kill a president. I mean,
you know what?
That's a whole different thing.
That's very important. You know, 20, 30 years ago, we knew what the crazy house was.
Right.
I don't hear the crazy house anymore. I don't hear the nut house anymore. You strap them up. You put them in a little white jacket.
Right.
And then you just haul their ass off. And
you know why? I'll tell you why.
Why? What's up, Pete?
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. The Shining?
Cuckoo's Nest.
Cuckoo's Nest. Okay,
that brought so much light to the mental health thing that they were locking people up, fucking, you know.
That
doing
didn't
these,
deserve to be there.
No, they deserved to be there, but just how they were treating the electrical shit they were doing. And, you know, Nicholson, they gave him a lobotomy. I mean, that was and, you know, one of the Kennedy sisters was lobotomized.
Right, yeah, I remember.
You remember, right.
That, yeah.
One of the...
She was a fucking loon, the Kennedy sisters. You got to shut her up, eh?
Yeah, you know, and she probably just had bad period.
She's talking too much.
She had a bad period, man, and went off the deep end a few
times.
She's
always complaining, eh?
Yeah, she's bleeding all over the house.
She's not a real Kennedy.
So she's gotta go.
Yeah, and Rosemary, but she came to the parties sometimes. Yeah,
I don't know. I thought the nut house had its place, man. We had its place in society.
Right.
We needed people strapped up.
Yeah,
take them away.
Like this kid. Does not belong in jail, this Alex fucking, what's his name, Cruz. But he belongs in, either kill him or put him in a nut house, locked away forever. Because they'll just kill, they'll fucking,
listen, if these,
they'll destroy
these,
him in
what
jail,
these Parkland kids could do when they're doing all the rallying, they should rally for like a public execution of this kid.
Right, yeah. Let's rally for the death sentence.
You know what they should do? Yeah. They should put him out in like a stock. You know, like where they hang you up there in the middle.
I agree.
You know,
man.
And then let all those kids in the school come and like, you know,
smack
spit on them.
Whatever they want to do.
Stone them. Dude, throw some stones at him.
Dude, I said the first day, I said, take this kid, build a gallows out in front of the high school.
Put it right out there.
And put it on fucking national TV, and you hang this kid in front of all these bad other kids and say, you want to see, yeah. Hey, kids, you want to be badass?
Look what happens.
Yeah.
And we're not going to wait for trial. We're not going to wait for fucking trial. We're not going to wait for anything because they caught him. He's done. He admitted. Listen, I pled guilty. What can they possibly say to this kid now other than bye-bye?
That's it.
You got to wave bye-bye to him.
Well, he's dead. He's going to get the death penalty, this kid.
Yeah. But guess what? But he'll be on death row for 30 years.
I guarantee you.
Spending all this money, man.
Huh?
I don't think
we'll be spending all this money on this guy for 30 years. Then we're going to see his goddamn documentary and all the, like they did Manson forever. You know,
hey, you know what they should do with him? You know what they should do with him?
Showing documentaries.
If he's going to be in jail, mm-hmm. you know who his cellmate should be?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. At least for the next few years while he's a boy.
Yeah. Well, they'll take his teeth out immediately once they, once he gets it.
He won't be needing these.
No.
No. Nah.
No. He'll be eating, oatmeal.
We're going to give you your anus stretching class in a minute.
Sandusky. Oh, my God. Yeah. Put him in there.
Yeah. Make him a wide receiver. Going in as a tight end and coming out as a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Number 41.
This happened in Florida. A flock of peacocks.
A flock of seagulls? That's a great band.
Yeah. And I ran so far away.
You didn't think I knew that. That's MTV back then.
There you go.
Yeah.
Peacocks chase alleged thief in Florida. A security camera in Florida captured the moment a man stealing a peacock was chased off by a flock of angry birds. Virginia Jasper said the camera was rolling Sunday morning when the man drove up to her Coconut Grove home in a burgundy pickup truck.
Mm.
The footage shows the man walking toward the flock of peacocks and chasing them in an attempt to grab one.
Yep. They sell those feathers, man, for big money.
All those things that pop up in color. Yeah.
The man is eventually able to get his hands on one of the birds mm-hmm. and starts to flee.
It's a good eating, too, man.
With the rest of the peacocks turning to chase him. Come back with our friend! As he gets away with one of their flock and try to get the flock out of there.
Right.
A Miami police commander, Freddie Cruz, no relation to
Eddie Cruz.
Victor Cruz, or the kid who did this. Freddie Cruz said an investigation had been opened into the theft. We're just probably going to follow the peacock feathers.
They shit all over. You just follow the bird shit.
Do you know?
They shit.
That's one of the mystery birds.
Why?
The freaking peacock.
Right. Trying to figure out how
they're just known to stand out. They stand up with the little color feathers and shit. They hide in the park every now and then. Mm-hmm. You see them in the park. It's a couple of neighborhoods. But do they eat the motherfuckers? I heard you say there's good eating.
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, have you been to that? You've been out?
I'm curious.
Listen,
I
got my stomach thinking.
Listen,
now.
Out west, man, like off the, right before you get to Everglades National Park, there's a cemetery. It's a Jewish cemetery and a synagogue out there. And I've been to two services there. They have to have like 20 fucking peacocks in and around that place, man. I don't know what it is, but and they're beautiful birds. They're
beautiful. I don't know.
Right. They're gorgeous, man.
Right.
That's one of those birds you just wouldn't beat up a peacock. You don't hear people fucking up a peacock.
No, like ducks, like people fuck with ducks.
Yeah, run a duck over. Yeah, I've never heard about, I hit a peacock. I fucking killed a peacock.
Now, recently we had a story.
You got a cock on your mind with the stories. Rock cocks, everything.
After I've been thinking about all those guys' names, I'm trying to keep from shooting my load with my wife.
Yeah, they...
Andy, Bill, Charlie, Derek.
Willie.
It works, by the way. Yeah, you get
Chris.
To the W's, it gets
Chris.
Hard.
Chris.
Chris. Oh, wait a minute. I just shot my load.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Now I'm gay and have a thing for black men.
Oh, this is too much.
Police say impaired bride crashes on her way to her wedding.
Perfect.
Great.
In Marana, Arizona. Police say a bride in southern Arizona was arrested on suspicion of impaired driving after she was involved in a car crash on the way to her wedding.
Good girl.
It's a good sign.
Was she in her wedding dress?
Yeah.
Good
was
girl.
How do you drive in a wedding dress? If you're fucking going to your wedding.
Where's her bridesmaids?
Where are your bridesmaids? Yeah, what kind of friends do you have,
where's
bitch?
Where's the fucking Uber, dude? Where's your fucking limousine? You're getting married, you dumb bitch.
This is starting off really bad.
This is horrible.
Holy fuck. Shit, that'd be Mexican.
Bitches and cocks. This is horrible. Terrible.
Amber Young was wearing an open back dress when she was handcuffed and put into a police cruiser on Monday in Marana, 30 miles north of Tucson.
She was a Marana.
One person suffered minor injuries in the crash. It's not known whether Young has an attorney, But she definitely doesn't have a fucking chaperone.
Or a husband.
No, or a husband.
Or some bridesmaids.
Yeah, he's talking about getting stood up at the fucking altar.
Oh,
huh?
My God, babe, you know that money we were going to use for the DJ and the caterer? Come bail me out, yeah, bitch. Yeah. We'll do it right here. We're going to do it right here at the jail.
Can you carry 400 sandwiches over to the fucking
right here at the Justice jail. Of the Peace. We got a Justice of the Peace right here. So we can do it right here.
I'm
going
to stop payment on that wedding fucking check.
Cancel those checks, bro.
It's not known. But Scott tweeted, don't drive impaired to blah, blah, blah. Wait. Scott tweeted, don't drive impaired till death do we part, doesn't need any help. Young was taken to police substation to have her blood drawn and released without going to jail.
Poor baby.
It's unknown whether Young made it to her wedding.
Just get me to the church on time. I'm getting married. Imagine being so fucking drunk that you... She starts singing. I'm getting married. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. I'm really drunk.
Peter's a musician, people, by the way. That's why he's singing. They did very good, too, by the way.
No, it's just some shit. Jerry Lewis. Well, nice ladies.
Now, here's an interesting story, and I assure you.
Finally.
Texas Bill would fine men $100 each time they masturbate.
Was he still around?
I'm out of work. God,
I'm out of work, dude.
Could you imagine every time you have to get caught? But, or unless there's an honesty principle where you're just supposed to
fine.
Now,
he didn't say fine. He said fine.
Yeah.
Chris is confused.
A Texas lawmaker has proposed a bill that would fine a man $100 each time he masturbates.
Wow, I'd have to have about $50,000.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble.
I'd have to get an equity line of credit.
God, can
you imagine going to the bank? Going to the bank. What is this for? Home improvement? You're going to buy a new second home? No, I just jerk off all the time.
Yeah. Right. They started fining me. Yeah, that's it.
They've caught me 8 times. I'm $800 in now. I'm this jacking,
we'll keep going.
This dick jacking fine.
The bill also imposes a 24-hour waiting period if a guy wants a colonoscopy or a vasectomy, or if he's in the market for some Viagra.
Listen, Chris, thank God they don't charge by the inch. You'd be fucking tapped
out. I'd be in trouble,
boy. Fucking
oh, boy, I'd be in
trouble. Imagine
raise the taxes for, like, road work. Oh. Rep Jessica Farrar, a Democrat, knows her bill isn't going to get very far. But she proposed it last week to make a point and give male lawmakers a taste of their own medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Farrar has long been an advocate of women's health in a state that has made it extremely difficult for women to get abortions. And the bill, by pointing out sexist double standard, is meant. And she does look like she's a muff diver.
Don't you have a staircase? You could fall down.
Go on a roller coaster.
So, you know, listen, if you want to have an abortion, you know, then you got to go to the states where all the whores are.
Right.
Oh, that's so mean.
Now, listen, I believe in freedom. What is it called? Right to choose or whatever?
Yeah, right to choose.
Is it right? Is that
right.
What it is?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
something
know.
Like that.
Right to life.
Right
pro-life, pro-something.
Pro whatever. Like, I don't like if somebody, everybody has to make their own decisions.
Yes. Yeah.
When it comes to, like, a woman, hey. Like, if I'm with a woman and then she's pregnant, I want to have the kid. I mean, you know, that's me. And And if she says, no, I want to get rid of her, we're not ready, I'm like, well, now I should have a say in it. Like, you know what? This is my child. You ain't, you know, now that enters in, now I should be able to fight. And there's legal battles like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I want to have my kid. You know, what happens if you spend your life with, you spend your life, wow, with this woman decides.
I never thought of it like that. I guess because I'm not pregnant for 9 months. She is. That's a tough question.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, you want a child. This may be your last chance to spread your seed.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean. This is legacy. This is like, you know, hey, I'm the last of. I don't have any. You know, all my other fucking nephews and nieces are fucking idiots.
Now, if I was 19 and a freshman in college, and she said that, I'd be like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'd be. But if
you're 43,
if I'm 43. I don't know. Yeah, we might have to have a talk.
Yeah, and you want to have a mom and dad, you know.
That's a good question.
You know,
never
you wanna,
thought of it like
you
that.
You want to teach some kid how to play goalkeeper because, and jump at 5'9".
Listen,
nine.
There have been cases. It was in New York where a guy got this chick pregnant. She was going to have an abortion, and he got a court injunction preventing her from having the abortion.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I know there's cases out there.
Yeah.
Where if you're married or, you know, that's the thing. I think you got to be married.
No.
Even then,
you
is your child, if it's proven to be your child,
that's right. And they
then
do,
you
they
should
do
have it. A say in it somehow.
That's correct.
And right?
I was against abortion until I got into education, but I'll leave that alone.
Yeah, listen, I think of it this way. If you're going to make, if a woman is going to make that decision, Yeah. If a person's going to, that's the only one, a woman, because we're not going to get, a woman has to make that decision. That's a life, that's a big decision to make.
It is.
And that's the final decision on their own body. So I say, whatever decision you make, you're going to live with.
That's my point.
You know what I mean? You're going to live with that decision. It's not up to us to judge.
I never looked back.
I mean, but the big picture is there's too many fucking people on this earth. So as the bigger picture, forget about the individualistic or the religious aspect of it. That takes precedent. There's too many fucking people on this earth.
Hey, you know, I look at it from both sides because I see them from both places. Mm-hmm. You got the gal who has the kids and then they end up in foster care because they didn't want the damn kid. Right. So they get treated like shit. So now we got a foster care problem. Then you say to yourself, well, if she would have just had a damn abortion or kept her legs closed from the get-go, we would have never had this problem.
Right.
I hate to say it.
So it's education, to tell you the truth. It's sex education. It's Planned Parenthood. It's all of that shit.
It's fucking providing birth control
for these fucking kids.
If somebody decides to have an abortion, that's fine. But it should only come after they sat down with a counselor. Listen, I get it. This is a decision you're going to remember. You're gonna have to make this decision. You have to live with this decision.
Right.
Let us really explore the options of all the options.
But they
putting
do
it
that.
Up for adoption.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah.
Because even the adoption shit. If they don't get them as an infant, shit, they're not getting adopted. Now they're gonna float through the system.
Right.
8, 9, 10, 12. Now we do have great success stories out of foster care and adoptions, but then we got a lot of shitty stories too.
So then we got to go to the basic line. There's too many people.
Too many goddamn people, period. Now, that's a fact.
Well, we don't have too much time because that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Play with Dougie show today.
Great.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's it.
I was a foster kid. I was a foster child.
Yeah.
You're all right. No wonder. Shit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Now we got it.
I'm actually a big brother. I just joined Big Brother.
Oh, fuck.
You know,
another pedophile case. We got to watch.
No.
Big sisters. And
yeah,
shit?
They sent an 89-year-old guy to throw a ball to me Saturday.
I was a little worried.
Thank you, London Lee, in heaven.
Anyway, thanks for that. By the way, thanks for Chris Prince.
Oh,
I enjoyed it, man.
Anytime.
You guys like this?
Anytime.
Absolutely, man.
Watch his show.
Live studio audience.
Where can they find you?
Chris Priester on Facebook. Chris Priester Comedy on Instagram. Shit. I'm at GG's Thursday night doing some jokes. I got Saturday I'm doing that Spill the Beans thing. Dougie and I will be in freaking Ohio in June. I'm hosting the Improv April 11th, Palm Beach.
Wow.
I'm a busy black
man.
Very nice. Damn it, I'm a busy Negro.
Good for you, dude.
That's Peter, Trump creating jobs, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess.
Peter?
I'm looking for work. You guys know what I do. I'm in sales, marketing, anything you want, and creative writing, copywriter, voice work. But I have a job like in a month.
Help Peter,
whatever,
please. Help
still,
Peter.
Help me. Goodbye.
There you go.
Peter,
anyway, don't forget to follow the show at Wake Up Dougie, our fan page on Facebook, or Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, which, by the way, we're going to start putting the shows on there to get off my Facebook page. And, of course, stuff coming up for me. I'm going to be doing the Spill the Beans comedy show at the Underground's Comedy Room in Fort Lauderdale, Underground's Coffee.
Saturday,
yeah,
right?
The 7th, April 7th.
The 7th, okay, I'm
good. Something like that. And go to DougieAlmeida.com and be at the sign. He's got a bunch of dates. But don't forget, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be on the Paul Castronova Morning Show from 8 to probably close of the show, hopefully, if everything goes well. So tune in, call in, say hi. We appreciate it. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Dougie Dangerous. Next week, all new shows. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll be back next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
People of Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. Came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. journey of a thousand lifetimes. With the turn of the sun, they started to climb.